Yesterday we raised some important questions. Why are we learning Musar? What's the need? We isolated four reasons why we might think Musar isn't necessary. Number one, we know all the information already. We know what we need to do. We've heard it so many times. Number two, it's a very simple subject matter which doesn't require that much learning. It doesn't require that much time to understand. Number three, we have other priorities, Gemara, Halacha, other things. And number four, we don't really see what Musar accomplishes for us. Now the Ramchal addresses these concerns in the introduction to Mesilas Yesharim. And he says that precisely because the answer is so simple and so obvious is the reason that we tend to miss it, and we miss it entirely. It's precisely because we know all the information that we forget it and ignore it. And that's because the knowledge that we're dealing with is not something that can just live in our intellect. It has to penetrate our heart. Just knowing it alone will cause it to be stuffed in some dusty cobwebby corner of our mind, having very little effect on our actions and thoughts, unless it moves into our heart. The truth is, we can hear and learn the concept of believing in Hashem, loving Hashem, fearing Hashem, having good midas and so on, but we don't really understand it. And we don't have a true appreciation of these concepts. You know what it's like? It's like that tiny thumbnail that appears on our screen of a two-hour video. How much information is in that thumbnail, that frozen picture, tiny little picture? And think comparatively, how much more does it represent? In other words, how much is actually in the video? The difference between our knowledge and that which we have to learn to truly appreciate the concepts that we know is much, much greater than that. The process of learning Musar is fleshing out that little thumbnail and developing it into a full two-hour video. And only then that knowledge will penetrate our hearts, affect our emotions, and become a part of us. And this requires intense and focused learning. Let's take an example. We can hear a fact. Seatbelts save lives, right? We've heard that so many times. We can even hear some statistics. And I quote, when used correctly, wearing a seatbelt reduces the risk of fatal injury to front seat passengers by 45% and the risk of moderate to critical injury by 50%. That's very significant. That's 50% risk of critical injury. Now, will this make us put on a seatbelt assuming we don't already? Probably not. But what if it was presented this way? According to auto insurance experts, the average driver will be in a car accident, chas v'shalom, once every 18 years. That means over the course of a lifetime, the average motorist will be in a car accident about four times. Now, any one of those accidents can be anything, right? It can be potentially dangerous. That means that not wearing a seatbelt increases a person's chance of being seriously hurt within the next 20 years by 50%. So now we've given it a time. Now we've given it a date and a number. Already it has a much more powerful effect. We just spelled it out. We just brought it into practical reality. That's deeper understanding. That's learning. But we can take it a step further. What if we read a description, a portrayal of a car crash in detail? Now, my daughter just went to driver's ed, so I've been hearing a lot about this. The picture gets painted in front of us, a person driving safely, speed limit, eyes on the road, not distracted, and then a car coming across from him has a brake failure, barrels into him, T-bone collision. They describe the car turns into an accordion, the windshield shatters, airbags inflate, etc., etc., but the driver stays in his seat. Why? Because he has a seatbelt. But what about the guy in the passenger seat? He doesn't. And then it describes, he flies out of his seat, hits his head against the roof, maybe he's halfway out of the window, severely injured, and they suffer damage, and they suffer for the rest of their lives, performing simple tasks, great difficulty, etc., etc. We don't need to continue. Everybody understands. That's going to make a real impression on us, and that's just something we read. Now let's imagine we actually see a video of all that. And I saw a video like that 20 years ago when I was doing driver's ed, and I still haven't forgotten it. You see it, you hear it, you see the destruction, you see the follow-up feature on the person's life. He's interviewed. That burns a hole into our psyche. Now, it's not just that we see a video and our emotions are touched. It's much more than that. We have now gotten a true and deep understanding of the concept of seatbelts. It started out as a fact, then it became a statistic, then it fleshed out into a real-life scenario, and then we saw it. And then we understand it. Now we appreciate it. Seatbelts save lives. This is how the Ramchal answers the first questions. Yes, the basic concepts of Musar are things we all know. And yes, the simple superficial facts are not very deep or difficult to understand. But that's very, very far away from the true acquisition of these ideas. Understanding their depth, their application, incorporating them into our fabric and our sense of self, that requires tons of learning and toil to understand layer after layer the depth of each one of the mitzvahs we are obligated in loving Hashem, fearing Hashem, believing in Hashem, and so on.